This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And, of course, we also have our regular guest, Rowan Sherman.
Oh, no. Is he in the studio? Oh, gosh.
Yes, I'm back.
What do you think about the moon, Rowan?
Look, don't get me started because I've been telling everybody all week we didn't go to the moon.
Oh, and, really?
And the look on people's faces is absolutely priceless.
Oh, okay. But I love it all. I love all the conspiracy stuff. And as actually, because there have been so many docos this week that one of them said, you know, the whole conspiracy thing, it would have been harder to have done all of that, if it was a conspiracy.
Than to actually fly to the moon.
But why hasn't anyone else done it? I know it was the cost, and all of a sudden, because the Americans did it and the Russians gave up on it, that everyone went, oh, that was also hard, and it cost so much money, let's forget about it. But it's been such a long time.
Well, they are still sending probes and science missions and everything there. I just don't think it's important to put people on there anymore. Yeah,
I think that's why they've moved on. Aren't they now looking for other planets instead?
Or Mars, aren't they doing a lot on Mars?
I think
is there life on Mars? I think it might have been a song.
I think that's a good segue, Rowan. Yeah.
It is. Look, it's been a busy week here in Melbourne. Last night we had the official Australian premiere of Come From Away, which it seems to have had, everyone's been talking about it the last fortnight ever since they started previewing.
And the fact is that the state government invested money in it, which often happens with the big musicals and events. But it came through, and they openly said, when it was all announced at late last year, they openly said that, we don't know anything about this here in Australia, this musical, but, it's so good, we're investing in it and yada yada, and here it is. Bloody hell, it's good.
It is.
It is so good.
It is probably one of the best musicals, and I'm basically going to call it saying it's probably the best musical I've seen on the Melbourne stage this year.
Yep.
It hit all the right marks,
Absolutely.
There was so much humour, there was so much sadness.
Emotion,
The rawness of it, but everything else, if you look at the design of the set, the many symbols that are actually in that design is just a credit.
And the actors, worked their butts off because every single one of them is on stage the whole time.
And some of them, in some cases, are playing multiple roles.
Yeah, well, I think pretty much they all do in some shape.
They do. It's just the production is just
and the credit. Music. The music,
is actually quite catchy.
And because it's sort of very Gaelic music, folky, very Irish, and then when that moment when it's supposed to be the pub scene, and the musicians all come out on stage, that was fantastic. Yeah. What did you think, Neil? You were there. You went along to see it.
Yeah, I did. And we talked about it last week, actually. But I loved it. I think I almost convinced Carla now to go and see it as well.
I'm going to go. Yeah, you've convinced me. Yeah. Not having an interval was a very big draw card.
And to be honest with you, I didn't think that was as big an issue. But obviously, I've been reading lots of reviews and comments about not having an interval and how, and the other thing which I did notice and I didn't pick up until I started reading a few reviews also is that with a lot of musicals, after a number, you sort of have a bit of pause for the applause and stuff. Mm. And there wasn't really that many of that in this show.
No.
And it's true. And I sort of thought, oh, you're right, actually. There wasn't because it was just fairly continuous.
Yep.
Gets down to business.
Yeah, it really does.
But then right at the very end, the whole audience stands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, bang. I turned around because we were sitting pretty close to the front.
Yeah.
And I turned around and I thought, is it just all the people down the front that stood? The whole theatre was on their feet.
It's sort of that the audience just does it. It's not a contrived standing ovation.
Absolutely.
The audience, and because we've been lucky this week that we've seen it with a paid audience as well. So we're seeing the normal people who do go to the theatre and who are absolutely loving it.
Loving it. And social media has just been a blitz with people just saying how much they've loved going to see it. And the Age Today gave it 4.5 and the Herald Sun gave it 5. So that's how impressed both the dailies have been on it.
And look, I think the producers were also very smart that they actually brought out about a dozen Ganderites, or come from away as they called. And actually last night at the party, there was actually two Australians who actually got diverted to Gander, who were actually on a flight.
Yeah, and for those that don't know the story, we won't go into it now, but look it up, and because it's about 9/11, but a very different side to it, where all those planes where they diverted, well, not all of them, but a lot of them, it was 7,000 people.
Just under 7,000, 38 planes before
four or five days. Yeah,
so
extraordinary, and piece of history in a musical as well. So something that we, you know, like go and see for something very unique.
It sounds really uplifting. Look, which is something that we need, I think.
It is. And look, because it's based on a true, well, true stories, because these people do exist.
Yep.
And the history or the backstories of them are really, really interesting.
And also the fact is that 3/4 of the way through it, they go back, you know, like they have a reunion 10 years on. Is part of it as well.
Spoilers.
Well, spoilers, everyone knows David. That. Everyone knows that. Well, if you look at it. So let's move on. But Come From Away, go and see it, people.
What else do you have for us, Rowan?
Look, Bell Shakespeare have just arrived back in Melbourne again.
Yes.
With Much Ado About Nothing.
I saw it the other night.
Which it's quite a lot of fun, and
I've always loved it. It's been one of my favourites because it's so lighthearted.
Mm. It is, and you know, it has a moral and it has a lot of themes which are still really relevant today. But
I find it more Oscar Wilde-ish, it's because of it's almost that closing
it's almost like
doors.
A farce. Yeah.
Well, it is in a way. You do have to suspend a bit of belief at times with it, when, you know, especially when the characters are doubling up and all that, and you've got to keep your wits about you going, oh, well, was that the mother or was that the friar? And or was that one of the other young boys, you know, putting on a very bad Bogan accent? But look, and they're playing in Melbourne at the Arts Centre for the next couple of weeks before touring
and
all
across Fairfax,
Australia
and
in Fairfax, the Fairfax,
which you're pretty close to the.
You are. You're action. Actually very close. Yep. So you're in spitting distance of the actors. So
just like Shakespeare's time.
Yes. Not quite the groundlings, but it's a lot of fun. The guys are out on the road now until end of November, so it's a very long tour for them. So what else we got coming up this week? A few exhibitions are opening.
Bill Henson?
Yeah, Bill Henson's opening at the Monash Gallery of Art, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the gallery. But it's new works by Bill Henson.
Who's Bill Henson? Tell people who he is.
He's one of Australia's most iconic photographers.
And got himself into a lot of trouble.
A lot of trouble a few years ago, and which I think it was very uncalled for because anyone who knows his works, they're absolutely stunning.
And what was it? What was the trouble?
The trouble is that there were a couple of young underage people being photographed.
In the nude.
The nude. Look, he had their parents' permission and, you know, the parents were there at the photo shoot, but some people took offence at it. And
the police were there.
Took them out, and then, you know, it all evaporated to nothing because it was deemed that these weren't offensive, they weren't pornographic, but they were actually a work of art. But there was a lot of commentary from people who had never seen the works.
Yep.
And some of those people should be ashamed of themselves. But,
But I also think it was right at that crossroad of photography becoming really art in Australia. It really was, where a lot of people were still looking at photography as really not an art form, where I think and with all that controversy, it sort of pushed it to a real art form level.
Well, it has now, and, you know, it's brought photography to a form, and Monash, the Monash Gallery does primarily collect photographic works, and they've commissioned Bill Henson to basically revisit where he grew up. So I can't talk about any of the works because the works are not being revealed until later this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't even seen what the works are going to be like. But if they've been like anything else, they're going to be absolutely stunning.
Fantastic.
Buxton Contemporary this week also are opening Bauhaus Now. So looking at the Bauhaus movement, and I believe it's celebrating the centenary of that movement itself.
I love the whole Bauhaus stuff. It's incredible.
So
where is Buxton Contemporary?
Buxton Contemporary is down at part of the University of Melbourne campus on the corner of Dodd Street and South Bank Boulevard.
On the other corner.
Is that the new gallery?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so, just opposite the MTC.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. Yeah. So, look, it's a great... they're coming up basically to, I think, their first year of operation. They've had some interesting exhibitions, so to speak, but I think this one's going to provoke.
Well, people love Bauhaus.
And love and the Bauhaus. A number of Australian artists have been asked to comment on that movement or their interpretation of that. So you're going to see works like Michaela Dwyer there. There's going to be some installations. I believe recently the art students from both VCA and RMIT participated in a lantern parade from the RMIT campus down to the South Bank campus. So there's going to be a video representation of that.
Wow.
and the lanterns that were inspired by the Bauhaus movement.
Oh, brilliant.
But the launch also coincides with a new book that will be coming out to celebrate the Bauhaus movement as well.
Sounds good.
So,
and what about ceramics?
Yeah, there's some ceramics. Rosalind Piggott, who is probably one of Australia's most known ceramicists, is going to be sort of where the formation of this exhibition. So again, artists are being able to respond to her work in a new exhibition, which opens at Heidi as well.
The wonderful Heidi.
So yes, so there's lots happening at the moment. So check it all out.
There's also, I was just at Heidi, and there's also, I think it's on permanent, the Miyakamura exhibition. So they purchased, with the help
of a number
Melbourne
of items.
City Council.
Yeah,
most of her studio. So her studio has been interned in the farmhouse on Heidi, which is free. So if you don't want to pay to go to the exhibition, you can still go to that building.
Go down and have a look.
Yeah.
And that building's wonderful because the history of what went on there is incredible. The Heidi, a couple of the staff actually featured heavily in the memorial for Mirka when she died, and saying that they were literally doing this exhibition with her when she died. So,
she was very good friends with the Reeds. So, it's a beautiful resting place
for her.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, as usual.
Thank you for having me.
We will see you in a fortnight.
You will, definitely, indeed.
Or we'll see you at the theatre somewhere.
Yes, somewhere.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.